Okay, my name is Zefa and I am 23 years old. Today is the 19th of January 2018. I am sitting here with Mariam Mirza, who is my partner in life. And this interview is being conducted in Karachi, in Pakistan. Let's start. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
Okay, so the teacher is Zinda Khan. She was my psychology teacher in A-level, Lyceum. And the reason why I had the courage, or how I got the courage and strength to speak up to my parents about me wanting to do media, that came from her. We were at Langsar IIS, and after editing an ad for a round, I just broke down in the room, and it was 3 hours of editing, and we ended up coming second in that round. So that was the first time I ever did something media related and was acknowledged and appreciated for that. So after the editing was done, it was just me and her in her room, and I just broke down and started crying, and she asked me why, what's happening. And I told her that my parents said no for me to go to NUM, and they say no to media also, so I don't know what to do. She told me that I have something in me that she sees, that I can excel in this field, and I should have the courage to speak to my parents, and I shouldn't cry like that, and it's okay. So she gave me the courage to go and talk to my mom and tell them that I want to do media.
Awesome. Next question.
Pause.
Okay. Any question? Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them that you miss?
I haven't lost. By lost, you mean died?
I don't know. Your interpretation of loss. It could be die. It could be someone who you just lost contact with, or you just lost a link with, or someone who's like moved away or passed on.
I have lost a few friends, and by lost I mean like I have lost contact with them.
Who do you miss the most out of those, and why? What is the reason that you miss?
I'll take this literally and I'll talk about who I've missed of those who have died. So there are not a lot of people who have lost to death, and the ones who I have, I was really young to remember them. So I lost my brother in 2013, and we lived with him, right? All our childhood, the entire childhood, till I was 17, 18 years old, we were with them. We were with him. And the first thing we used to do when we entered our house was to go upstairs and greet him with his family home and tell him where we're coming from, what we did. And coffee time was really annoying. He used to butt into everything, and he used to shout and abuse the people and boss around. But we felt his absence, and he played a major role in our life. He used to look over us when my mother weren't there. He used to give me money whenever I wanted it, get an ice cream if my was saying no to it. And I was the only one awake at the time when he passed away. And I didn't realize that. I mean, I always think that I shouldn't have ended it wrong. I was studying for my A-level exams, and I had gone out to get water or something from the sink. When I went, I could hear the TV from his room, and the light was still on, and it was quite late in the night. So I just wish I had checked up on him and not just, you know, walked away from the room. And then just an hour later, Baba came in and said that he passed away. So part of me always wanted to just go and see him, because I didn't see him after that. So yeah, mm-hmm.
Is that tough for you?
Yeah.
You think of that often, or what?
Yeah, very often. Because that specific night is very, very clear in my mind right now. I mean, all that I met is, I don't forget that. And he wasn't good to mama at all. He just shouted at her and prefer my chachi over her all the time, but that didn't really affect me. I had a different relationship with my mother. People used to say that I'm his favorite. So, I'm not a favorite of a lot of people. So just losing someone like that is not right.
Thank you for sharing that. What are you most grateful for?
You. No two questions about it. You. Because I told you yesterday also that I felt this lack of love in my life. From my parents, from my family. Maybe it was my own assumption that I'm not loved. But I always felt that way. A lot of times I wanted to run away from home. Just do random stuff that would make my parents angry so that I could get their attention. I wasn't anyone's favorite or anyone's priority. It didn't seem that way. My best friends used to have other best friends. So finding someone who loves me and appreciates me and encourages me and supports me is a very, very big deal. Especially at this time in my life, because my parents don't support me, they don't encourage me in anything. So I can't imagine living these years without you.
I love you. Mm-hmm. Another question?
Yes.
Is there anything you want to tell me now that you've never told me before?
I told you everything that I wanted to tell you. I don't believe in hiding stuff at all from you. I mean, I do keep things inside sometimes. But I do let it out all the time, whenever I feel that I am able to. I can't think of anything like that.
That's okay. Let's move on. What do you want to think more? You want to think more? We can move to the next question. You want to move to the next question?
Yeah, I think I told you everything.
Alright. Is there anything you want to ask me that you've never asked me before?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No.
This is your chance. I mean, you can ask me anytime, but this is an excuse. Go ahead. You can ask me.
Right now?
Yeah. That's why this is for. What is it?
I don't know so many things I want to ask you.
Ask me something that you've never asked me before. That one of the things that you want to.
So, imagine that we're married, right? And we're married and you get attracted to someone else during that period of time. And by attracted, it can be infatuation, it can be love interest, it can be physical attraction. So, what would you do in such a situation? Would you first tell me about it, or would you, I mean, how, what would be your how will you deal with it? Would you just let yourself be with that girl, or would you first talk to him about it and say that there's things, that there's problems with us, or you'll hide it from me?
No, I'm hiding is never an option. So I mean, because we've always tried to have this relationship where our communication is open all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't think that will ever, I would ever want to do that or have that as an option. Secondly, it really depends on if such a situation occurs and what circumstances I'm in at that time, what our relationship is going through at that time. But I know for a fact that our dynamic of being open with each other will never change, and sticking to that. If something like that supposedly does happen, I will talk to you about it and make sure I tell you what's up, because maybe I want to place my feelings a certain way and you would help me place them and just be open about it. Yeah, you want to ask another question? You want to go for another one? Thinking about your family many generations from now, and knowing that they are hearing this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share? You can read the question again if you like.
No. Always do what your heart tells you to do. That is something I've learned from you, and learned with experience also. Because a lot of times I've done what my mind told me to do and what others told me to do, which they thought was better for me, but that never worked. And times when I actually listened to my heart and did that, that helped me, was better for me. So that keeps you happy also, and you're satisfied. You sleep peacefully. So, yeah. Go wherever your heart tells you to go. Don't listen to anyone else, just listen to what your heart tells.
Perfect, that's good advice. And number one? At the end of an interview, take a few moments to tell your interview partner what they mean to you. At the end.
Why is this the end?
This is not the end, this is here. Talk about the first time we met. What went through your mind?
So the first time we met was at Damon, when we both chaired the same committee. I had no perception about you, no opinion about you, nothing at all, because you hardly talk. I judged you the time I saw your picture on a Stockholm poster. I was like, who is this person? And you looked like, you were very thin, and I used to call you a too sore arm because of your face like that. So that was like, and we didn't speak during the committee also. So I didn't have any opinion of you then. And then when you gave that card, after that one finished, that's when I just, that was the first time I actually thought about you. That he's a really sweet person. No one does this nowadays, that you know, that you make it a point to go and appreciate that person or thank them. So that was the first time. The second time, I think, of what I remember was our Facebook conversation, which you were telling me about SCSF and all that stuff. And then I just remember you peeking in that interview room when I was giving my interview to Miss Sarah. That's the first time I met you or thought about you.
Yeah. How would you describe yourself to someone who has never met you?
Someone who's very short-tempered. Someone who takes time to process things and believes in silent treatment. And someone who believes in helping others and helping those who aren't as privileged and blessed as you are. That's the one thing that I think really comes up. It's really thing I want to do in life also, to help people who aren't as blessed or privileged as I am. And someone who is able to talk to anyone from any background and be comfortable with them and just listen to them and just, yeah, just talk to anyone and be comfortable with them, know their stories and take the stories out from them. So, yeah.
That's a book. Let's talk about
person.
Who you are as a person.
Someone who loves Bollywood, loves Shah Rukh Khan. I like dancing and singing in my own space. Not very comfortable doing that in front of other people. And someone who gives really good hugs. And I would do anything for someone I love. There are very few people like that. Hardly 3 or 4. But I would go to any extent for them, would leave anything and everything that I'm doing, and if they need me, I'll go to them. So, yeah.
And you're brave, and you're bold, and you're beautiful.
I cry a lot.
And you have the biggest heart in the entire universe.
Well, that's what you think.
And you're the most beautiful person in the world.
I love you.
Yeah.
Oh,
what are the keys to a strong relationship?
Number one, communication. This I speak from experience. I did not know all of this before. So communication is the key. You need to talk, you need to share. Never hide feelings, never hide anything at all. If you think that the other person might get hurt or will be angry, that doesn't matter. That is for later, but he or she will be more angry if you lie or if you hide stuff. So that is one of the most important key to a good relationship. Second is loyalty. No one can bear you sharing their love or just not making you the priority. So loyalty is very important. So communication, honesty and truth to aagya, and then loyalty, and then just respect for each other. You should be okay with what the other person is doing, thinking, feeling, and it will be obviously different from what you think. We're two different people, so we'll think differently, we'll behave differently, and it's difficult to come to terms with it because you expect them to just think the way you do, or you expect them to behave the way you would behave. But that can't happen, and the sooner you come to terms with that, the better, and that will be better for both of you. And, yeah, just respect each other. And this all comes together and becomes love, so yeah.
So I think this would probably be the last question. Actually, no, I think there's like more questions after this.
No,
but what we'll do is, I think this is the last question, let me see.
Yeah, that's done. So now you tell me.
And now I think we missed one where we were supposed to do the. I have to tell you what you mean to me as my interview partner today and as my partner in life. And I would say that I cannot exactly tell you what you mean to me because there is no such thing in the world or in the universe that exists yet that can describe what you mean to me. There's nothing as big, nothing as brave, nothing as bold, nothing as beautiful. There's no such thing to compare you with but to yourself. And I just wish that I can always love you for who you are and just always be there for you and make you feel the way you make me feel. If I can even do half that much, my job will be done. Because you lift me up in times when I'm down, in times when I'm high, you sort of make me elevate that and keep my spirits high. And just always want to make me be a better person, and I would not give that up for anything in this universe. Never, and I would never want to give that up.
I cry and annoy you and...
Like I said, I love you in every shape, every form, every circumstance, every situation. You're the most beautiful person when you cry, when you're angry, when you're sleeping, and everything. Except when we just don't talk, that's when I really get really annoyed. But that is only because every time I get mad, every time I get annoyed, and every time it's varied extent, but the extent, every time the reason why it's mostly to a great extent, or I usually do it often, it's because I just love you that much, and that is what you mean to me. So the frequency of my annoyance, or my anger, or my frustration, or my love for you is tantamount to, which means it's equal to what you mean to me. Yeah, I love you. Thank you. So done?
Yeah.
Yeah. Finish recording?
Mm.